Congratulations! Following your application, we're pleased to invite you to a selection day, which is being held at Edinburgh Newington Quids Inn this Saturday. The selection day will run from 11:30 a.m. till noon. You'll need to arrive at least 10 minutes before the day starts. Please go to the reception first and let Michael know you've arrived. The selection day may include a tour of the hotel, an icebreaker or group exercise, and an interview. These are designed to assess your suitability for the role, as well as giving you the opportunity to meet our hotel team. Important: bring evidence of your eligibility to work in the UK to the interview. If you have an up-to-date CV, please bring a copy with you to the selection day. We look forward to meeting you. Good luck!
Sorry, my name is Anna. I'm looking for Michael.
Oh, yeah. He said he's setting up the room right now.
So, should I just wait here?
Yeah, that's what I'm doing.
You're here for the selection day too?
Mm-hmm.
But you're sitting behind the reception desk.
My feet were kind of sore, and Michael told me to wait here. There was another dude who was here, but he went to the bathroom. I think it means I got the job, right?
Right. Is anyone else here yet? Only I thought I was running late.
Oh, yeah. The others are all standing over there.
And you chose not to stand with them because...
Feet.
Cool. Right. Well, I'm just gonna, you know, head over to where everyone else is then.
I'm Murray, by the way.
Cool. I'm Anna.
Yeah, I know. You said that already.
Right. Bye.
So, you've never lived anywhere but Edinburgh?
Well, I've moved around Edinburgh, like Westerhales, Castorfin, Dalkeith. I was in Porty for a bit.
Porty?
Portobello, you know, with the beach.
Ah, I see, in Dalkeith.
You're gonna bus for this job?
It only takes around half an hour.
Grim. My flat is like 10 minutes walk from here, tops. I mean, that's why I applied. No travel costs.
Hi there. Sorry, you guys here for the selection day?
Yeah, you know it was supposed to start 10 minutes ago, right?
I was just running a bit late.
Not the best first impression.
Lucky this Michael dude's running late too, huh?
Yeah, I'm not getting the best first impression of his management skills either.
Have you worked in a hotel before?
God, no. I mean, like, there are some basic things you can do as a manager, and being on time is one of them.
Yeah, shows like a disrespect for your staff. We were asked to be here 10 minutes early, and everyone was. Well, apart from Anna. It just says they think our time isn't worth anything.
My time is worth at least £8.21 an hour.
But you're not being paid for this interview, and we've been waiting for at least 15 minutes. Bar Anna, of course.
Thanks, again.
Hey, guys.
Fuck! Reception guy, don't sneak up on me like that!
My name is Murray, but okay. Michael said he's ready for us now, and I should bring you over.
Oh, good. Where did we go?
Finally!
Did you hear about the booklet?
Welcome. Apologies for the delay, but well, you know how things are. My name's Michael, and I'm the senior manager for the Quids Inn here in Newington. I'm responsible for the overseeing of the operations of our little establishment, making sure the beds are clean, the food is hot, and most importantly, that our guests are happy. I rely heavily on my team of receptionists who assist me in the delegation of duties, and that is where you lot come in. You've all made it through the online application stage to be new receptionists here at the Quids Inn. It is an exciting time here. We're expanding our team in advance of the Edinburgh Fringe rush. I'm sure we all know what the Fringe is like. Can't move anywhere in town. Tourists and artists everywhere.
You're telling me.
But it is what we in the hotel business like to hear. We are in a prime position, just 20 minutes walk from the old town, which means it is all go. During the month of August, Edinburgh doesn't sleep. And so we will be needing a strong team to hold through our night shifts. As receptionists, you will be the face of the hotel and have to be ready to respond to the questions and requests of all our hotel guests. Obviously, your main jobs will be manning the phones and ensuring the smooth check-in and check-out of our guests, but we expect our staff to be up to the challenge of any task. As our receptionists, there are three different shifts you could be working. The morning shift, which is from 7 a.m. until 3 p.m. This is the one I am usually on shift for, and what you would be doing right now. We have to check in on the kitchen crew and make sure breakfast runs smoothly, handle all the checkouts for the day, and sometimes lend a hand with housekeeping if things are particularly rushed. We consider ourselves a team here at Quidsin, and any time you don't have a job to do, you should go and offer your help to your co-workers. Then there is the afternoon shift, which runs from 3 p.m. till 11, where you handle the check-ins and any issues the guests may be having with settling in. This often requires doing a quick room check around the hotel to make sure that no tasks have been forgotten and that all rooms are up to standard. This and any administrative tasks or queries that present themselves to you at the desk. And then there is everybody's favourite, the night shift. These go from 11 p.m. until 7 in the morning, when the morning shift takes over. Most of the other hotel staff will have gone home for the night, so it's your responsibility to oversee the hotel until morning. This can be late business check-ins or even some late room requests, where for whatever reason, you can have someone turn up at 4 a.m. wanting a room. Kitchen staff will have gone home, so if someone wants food or a drink, that's on you. We have a bar and a microwave that can come in handy in such situations. And also, during the night shift, this is our chance to catch up on any admin we missed during the day. Not to forget handing over all the laundry to our industrial cleaner. And that's the job. Hope I haven't scared you, but it's good to know what you're getting yourself into. Any questions?
It's a bit more intense than I thought it would be. Thought I'd be sitting behind the desk.
Sorry, so you want us to help with the cleaning?
Well, sometimes in the morning the housekeeping team could use a hand. It's not a huge part of the job, but I think it's good. Gives you an idea of what is going on behind the scenes when you're at the desk.
Will we get training on all this stuff, or is it more learning on the job?
Don't worry, it's a bit of both. You'll be surprised how quickly you pick things up. Any other burning questions? Well, in that case, how about a little icebreaker to get us all familiar with each other?
God, I can't stand these.
So, how about two truths and a lie? Bit more interesting than usual, name, age, and an interesting fact. Hey, Murray, why don't you go first?
Okay. So, my name is Murray. I'm 23, and I'm here for the receptionist interview.
Oh, no, Murray. I said we weren't doing the name, age, and fact. You're supposed to say two things that are true about yourself, and one thing that isn't.
I know. That's what I did. I'm not 23. I'm only 22.
It was a lie.
Oh, right. Moving on. How about you?
Okay, so, I'm Ishal. My three things are, oh gosh, well, I'm a vegan, I study social anthropology at university, and I've got over 8,000 followers on Instagram.
I think the vegan fact is true, because vegans always have to let everyone know.
If the Instagram thing's true, then I'll be impressed. I've got like 200.
So, what are you lot deciding as a group?
She'll be studying something else at uni. Why would she say the other two if they're a lie? It would just be embarrassing if she's not got many Insta followers, right?
Okay. I don't even know what social anthropology is.
Yeah, I agree. We'll say that the uni degree is a lie.
Wrong. I do study social anthropology, which is like the study of people. And I have 8,247 followers on Instagram at last check.
No, it was a brag.
Yeah, not a vegan. That was the lie. I do eat vegan most of the time, though, but when I'm at home, I eat halal with my parents.
There we go. Thank you, Ishal. Next.
Hello, I'm Thomas. I'm from Lithuania, and I'm 25. I have 2 dogs, 7 grandparents, and only 9 toes.
That was more than 3 facts.
How do you only have
have 9 toes?
No questions. You have to guess.
How can someone have 7 grandparents?
Well, he could have a stepmom or dad, and he calls their parents his grandparents too.
That's still only 6. There is another rogue grandparent unaccounted for.
Can you have adopted grandparents?
The toes is a lie.
Hey, we didn't agree on that.
Correct. I have all 10 toes.
All right.
So, what's the explanation then?
Oh, I have 2 dogs. One is a Jack Russell called Agrastus, and the other is a pug called Niole. I have pictures.
No, the grandparents.
Oh, yes. Well, you were right. My mother married, and I have a stepfather. His parents are my grandparents too, ever since I was little. And my father remarried also, but my stepmother's father died before I met him, so I only have 7 grandparents.
Huh. Fair enough.
What I really want to know is what this has got to do with working in a hotel.
Was that Lauren? Are you wanting to go next?
I haven't thought of anything yet.
Oh, it's just something silly to settle us all in. This bit really doesn't matter. It's just a chance to get to know you all.
Okay. I've got a wee boy called Jamie. My favourite colour is purple, and I've never left the UK.
Thank you, Lauren.
She has a little boy. I saw a lock screen when she checked the time earlier.
Let's say purple is true as well, because you can get flights for like 10 quid, so I imagine you've been somewhere at some point.
Nope, I don't even have a passport.
Wow, so you've never been, like, anywhere?
I've been to London before. And like my family did holidays around Scotland when I was a kid. Just always said stuff on.
That is fair.
So what is your favourite colour?
What?
Well, if it's not purple.
Oh, I like blue.
Blue's cool.
Anna, your turn. Fittingly, your last.
Alright. Well, I just finished school. I've never seen a Marvel film the whole way through, and I'm a size 6 shoe.
She looks young, so the school thing could
How could be. You not have watched a Marvel film the whole way through? There are so many of them. Like, I get it if maybe you didn't like, say, the Captain America films, but there's also, like, the Guardians of the Galaxy, and everyone liked Black Panther. I refuse to accept that one is true.
It is. I'm actually size 3 in shoe.
What?!
Oh my god, that's tiny! And you're like 5'5". Do you ever feel, like, unbalanced?
You lot need to work on your teamwork. I didn't see a lot of discussion going on. Hopefully that has given you lot a chance to relax a bit. Now, I'm going to split you into groups and give you scenarios, and I want you to tell me what you would do. Often you will be working in pairs on reception, so make sure to communicate with each other. Thomas, if you go with Anna, and then if you 3 team up as well. So, Anna and Thomas, let's say that a customer comes to you at reception in the middle of the night shift to say that their shower won't stop dripping. What would you do?
Well, I think...
No, I'll give you 2 a bit of time to discuss it together. As for our other group, the fire alarm goes off. What are you doing? I'll give you a few minutes to discuss before sharing with the group.
So what does a receptionist do when the fire alarm goes off?
I don't know. Call the fire brigade?
I seriously hope that was a joke. That's what the fire alarm is for.
Well, she's the one who asked what to do. I'm just guessing.
Well, I think you'd have to be the one that makes sure everyone knows where the fire exits are and checks that everyone is out of the building. Like, we have the list of guests. It's not that hard.
Aye, just wait till it actually happens and we'll see if you find it's not that hard. What are you going to do if everyone goes off running in different directions before you check them off your list?
Or someone sleeps through it.
I highly doubt you can sleep through a fire alarm.
I have.
Sure.
So what? We're just going to say they'll check off all the guests as they exit the building to make sure they're all out.
Okay, so I can take notes. We have the situation that the tap won't stop dripping and it is nighttime. Is there an on-call plumber or mechanic?
Not a clue. I guess I'd find that out first. Or maybe go and look at the thing, see if I can fix it myself.
What if it's a guy? You would go into a hotel room with a guy?
Well, yeah. If I work in a hotel, I'm going to have to go into the rooms with guys. It's just to have a look at his shower.
You trust very much. I would go instead, and you keep an eye on the reception.
Sure. If there are two of us in this situation, I'd stay and look up the plumber thing while you check out and see if you can't fix it yourself. Unless it's a woman, in which case she might be more comfortable with me.
Touché. And if we can fix or get a plumber, then see if there's a spare room to move them into until the shower's fixed.
Yeah, leave a note for whoever was on the morning shift so they could find a solution.
I like it. High five.
Oh, that sounds like some good teamwork. I've been listening in on your discussions and I'm liking some of your solutions that I'm hearing. You all ready to share your ideas? Okay, Anna and Thomas, I'll be the guest and you speak to me how you would if this was a real situation.
Oh, I thought we would just present what we discussed.
Excuse me, but the shower in my aunt's suite won't stop running and I can't sleep.
Oh, sorry.
Have you tried turning the handle in the shower? Sometimes these things just need a wiggle.
Of course I've tried fixing it myself, and I got my pajamas all soaked in doing so. Aren't you people paid to do something?
People can be quite difficult when things aren't working, especially when it's night time. You'll need to be able to handle some irritated customers. That was a good suggestion, though. Keep going.
Okay.
I'll just check to see if we have any on-call plumbers or mechanics that could come and have a look.
We don't. Good idea, though. Look, it's 4 a.m. I just want to go to sleep.
Okay. Well, I could come up to your room and check to see if there's anything I can do to fix it. And if it isn't too loud, you could perhaps try closing the bathroom door, and we could offer some complimentary earplugs.
Your solution is to close the door? Just let it keep drip, drip, dripping away while I...
Maybe while she's helping you, I'll look to see if there are any other free rooms we could move you into if we can find any other solution.
But all of my things are already unpacked in my room. You want me to move out of my room at 4 a.m. I have a meeting in the morning.
Your things can stay in your room and we will give you keys to both rooms so you can sleep in one room and get ready in the other.
The manager is normally in on the morning shift. We can leave a note for him so he can maybe do something more to help you.
Oh, now that was good, guys. You handled the situation well and didn't get flustered by a tricky customer. Couldn't have done better myself. What do you guys think?
I agree. I would have done the same. Gone and checked out the situation myself and done what I could to calm the customer down.
Do we have complimentary earplugs?
We do, actually. Yeah, they're on the guest's bed when they arrive, along with the towels. Pretty nifty.
Sorry, Michael. Sorry. Can I go to the bathroom?
Oh, yes, of course. My apologies. I should have given you all the tour first so you know where the toilets are.
It's all right. I can find it.
No. Leave your stuff here, everyone, and I'll take you on a quick tour. Let's go, let's go!
So, he doesn't want to hear our answer, or...?
Ground floor. Doors open.
Tour time, tour time, tour time. Try saying that three times fast.
Tour time, 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 tour time. No, that's too many T's. You're right.
Lauren, the ladies' bathroom is just on the left here in the lobby. I'll just talk the others through some basic things while we wait for you.
Great.
I'm sure you're familiar with the lobby from waiting here this morning.
So he knows he kept us waiting.
That there is our trusty reception desk that George is sitting behind right now. I'm sure you will become very familiar with it. You'll do more checkouts than check-ins, as we have a self-service machine for those less sociable creatures who just want to get their key. They'll type in their details and it spits out a card.
Robots are taking our jobs. Next thing, you'll have the Terminator behind the desk.
I doubt it. I read a study that said humans feel unsettled when faced with humanoid robots and actually prefer interacting with robots that look like robots, like machines. It's called, like, the uncanny valley effect.
You give me the uncanny valley effect, you absolute robot.
You can have a go with it if you like. See how it works. Go on, Anna, type something in.
Hello, welcome to the Quids Inn. How can I assist you today?
Ooh, this creep you out, Charles?
I didn't say creep me out. I said I read a study.
Should I try to check in?
Yeah, go as far as you can.
You have selected to check in. Please enter your check-in code. This can be found in your email confirmation or on your receipt.
I'll click the bit that says I don't have my code.
Please present your payment card and follow the instructions on the card terminal.
I don't think so.
Oh, robot's trying to steal your money.
So, can people book a room through this as well?
Yes, but usually people will already have booked a room before arriving at the hotel. And most often, customers completely bypass the machine and go to a person for help.
Please present your payment card and follow the instructions on the card terminal.
And it just cancel that and come out of it, or it keeps repeating that on a loop.
That was quick. Must have been a number one.
You're gross.
Don't worry, Lauren, you didn't miss much. Just showing the group the self-service machine.
Cool. I've used one of them before.
Oh, wonderful. Now, I'm sure I don't need to talk you lot through the vending machine or our comfy chairs, so why don't we head through to the cafeteria area?
Ah, I worked in the cafeteria before. The students call me a lunch lady, even though I'm obviously not.
We will pass by some of the housekeeping cupboard on the way through, so I'll point them out as well.
The excitement never ends.
This is our restaurant area. They're cleaning up from breakfast right now, which finished at 10, and are probably prepping for the open of the restaurant facilities in around 10 minutes' time. It's great. You can get free breakfast, lunch, and dinner here, depending what shifts you're on.
Do they do vegan food?
Of course. Vegan, vegetarian, pescatarian, celiac, lactose intolerant, gluten intolerant, nut allergies, you name it, we got it.
Most places do vegan food. It's pretty mainstream now.
As it should be. So much better for the environment.
Not when you think about all the air miles that rack up from flying your fruit and avocados and stuff halfway across the world, and all the pesticides that are...
Can you get bacon roll, yeah?
Yes, I can recommend a bacon roll from the breakfast bar after a night shift.
So, we don't have to go into the kitchen part, but just make sure everything is okay out there.
You'll be making sure the seats are out and the tables are clear and there is enough cereal and milk. And if not, just taking them to the window into the kitchen and they'll fill them up.
So, can I put on my CV that I'm a milkman?
You can do whatever you like, within reason.
I used to work as a milkman, but everyone buys milk at the supermarkets now.
That they do. So we just check in here every now and again, make sure that it's all right. Cool. And we won't really have to use the hoovers or the mops from the housekeeping cupboard.
Not unless there's a serial killer. as in the cereal, the breakfast food, spilling it on the floor. Then you might have to, or more likely alert one of our housekeeping staff so they come and clean it up. There is also a bar here where you might have to mix a drink or two on the night shift.
Well, we'd be expected to know how to mix drinks. Because, like, I can make a Jack and Coke, but that's about it.
I used to work as a bartender. It was back when I...
How often does that actually happen?
I mean, it depends, but you'll definitely come across it. People often check in late and want a drink after all their travel. You'll be alcohol trained, but just Google things if you're not sure.
What's the weirdest drink someone's ever asked you for?
Someone wanted milk and a shot of vodka. It wasn't hard for me to make, but definitely would not recommend.
I'm definitely going to try that now.
You're on your own with that one, mate.
Have you ever tried a cement mixer?
I used to be a cement...
Don't even! That's Bailey's and lime juice. It curdles in your mouth, and honestly, it's minging.
Are you even old enough to drink?
I'm 18! And everyone drinks before they're supposed to anyway. That's why house parties exist.
If you say so. I'm just teasing.
How about we look upstairs? Let's jump in the lift, all right?
Doors closing. Lift going up.
Nice and cozy.
You can fit up to 10 people in here, plus a few suitcases. Now, let me tell you, that's a squeeze.
Wait, are you serious? Look at that! The brand is Schindler! We're in Schindler's lift!
Not as original as you think. A couple of weeks of showing people up to their rooms and you'll be tired of laughing along.
Oh, right.
Sorry, but trust me, you'll see.
First floor, doors opening.
Excuse me?
Sometimes if it's busy or you're not with customers, you can just use the service elevator. It's just round the other side of reception. Bit of a game though. Sometimes housekeeping hide their carts and dirty laundry in there when it's close to the end of their shift, so they don't have to deal with it.
Oh, that is not on. What happened to your, we're a team at Quidzin. You should help your co-worker.
Are they allowed to do that?
We should always strive to be our best selves and hope that others may follow suit. If you help your co-workers, they are more likely to want to help you in return. If a task is unfinished at the end of their shift, they are, of course, allowed to leave it. But it is better to let another member of staff know, just so it can get done.
No, that's exactly how you get taken advantage of.
You have stairs too, no?
Yes, of course, there is also the stairs option, but you'll be running up and down them all day if you're not careful. Now, walk with me. On the night shift, you'll do the fire walk every 2 hours, which is basically doing a lap of the hotel to check all the corridors and pathways to our emergency exits are clear. If we peek in here, you can see one of our regular hotel rooms.
Double bed, TV, mini fridge, ensuite. Pretty standard. Nice view, though.
I mean, it's a budget hotel, so I think it's pretty good for what you pay.
Yes, we don't advertise ourselves as anything fancy. Just a place you can stay for a night or two that can cater to all your basic needs. So many people just want a comfy place they can crash at night and wash up in the morning.
I think it is very nice.
There are double rooms like this, twin rooms, family rooms, and accessible rooms. Varieties on a theme.
So how many rooms are there in total?
So in this Quids Inn, we have 64 rooms.
I wonder how long it would take me to sleep in all of them.
We also have 3 conference rooms, like the one we were in earlier, so sometimes you will have to show a group in there for a meeting. You will have all the information at the reception, though.
Oh, you've not got a Bible in the drawer?
We used to, but think there was some decision to make it non-denominational.
People are too sensitive nowadays. What harm is a wee book? If you don't want it, don't read it.
But surely if you have one religious text, you should offer all.
Well, nah. Like, Christianity is the most common religion in the UK by far. I'm no being a bigot or nothing, but it just seems really petty to me.
We can agree to disagree.
Marie, I think that's for the guests.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
The chocolate you put in your pocket?
Oh, I like how cheeky you are, Marie. If you put that back, I can give you one from the reception downstairs.
Do we have access to the chocolates at reception?
Well, they're kept in the stock room downstairs, but don't eat too many. Just the odd one should be fine.
Oh, naturally, naturally.
So, if you've all got a good nosy around, we can walk down the corridor and down the stairs back to where we left your things.
So how many folk are you planning to take on?
Honestly, I've enjoyed your company, and ideally, we would hire the 5 of you and be done. I'll collect in your CVs and eligibility evidence downstairs and take you each aside for a quick 5-minute chat, and then we're golden. That looks all in order.
So are there any perks of the job, or like a pension scheme?
We do have a pension scheme. You'll get a letter about that, though. In terms of perks, well, I guess flexible hours. You won't have the same shifts every week. You can have some of the cafeteria food. There is a 40% off on booking any Quids Inn hotel rooms in any branch. There is the usual holiday and sick pay. I think that's all of them. I guess the biggest perk is having a job.
40% is pretty decent. There is a Quids Inn in like every big city.
Only if you've got time for travelling.
Oh, and there is a pretty big party we're hosting this year to celebrate the end of the Fringe Festival. The cafeteria, bar and conference rooms will be open to the public to celebrate. All staff will be welcome as well.
As long as they're not working already.
Well, with all the staff there, I'm sure it'll be a fun night, even if you do end up on reception. It might actually be the next time you all see each other together. You'd be working in pairs otherwise.
We might not see each other.
Depending on the shifts you're rotated in for. Better hope you get along. You'll no doubt be seeing a lot of each other.
Can't fucking wait.
I'll be taking you one by one now for a wee chat, but you should get an email tonight letting you know where we stand regarding an offer of employment. So, shall we get started?
You've been listening to Welcome to the Quids Inn. This episode was written by Ailey McKinnon, directed by Finn Ross Russell, and produced by Jasmine Geisen. It starred RJ Bailey as Michael, Alice Peelan as Anna, Thomas Muggleston as Murray, Liz Dokukina as Ishao, Mikola Sir Bonas as Thomas, and Megan Lammy as Lauren. The cover art was by Scott Farquhar. Learn more about us by visiting our Island Life Productions Facebook page or by visiting our website at islandlifeproductions.com.